If we do things from a box that has 27 different ingredients, we're not going to feel as well. We're not going to be on the top of our game as a podcaster. So consider using fasting, consider doing one meal a day, consider doing a window, and or consider just simply making sure that you eat after your podcast episode.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster, it's your host, Adam Adams. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about something that's a little out of the box, a little bit out of the norm, and something that's helped me to be able to be a better podcaster. And there's actually some science as to why this helps you to be a better podcaster. Now, what we're talking about is this random thing called fasting. Fasting is just avoiding food. It's a time period where you're not eating. And you may be an absolute novice at this. You may have done this millions of times. Let's talk a little bit about how it can help you in podcasting versus just how it can help you with autophagy and your health and your fitness and your big gut or your small gut. What can fasting do? There's a lot, but I want to really focus on how does it help you as a podcaster? And here's the thing. When we eat a large meal, and we are digesting our food, a lot of our body's energy. So we have a certain amount of calories. We have a certain amount of time and attention that our body can do. And it is interesting because it kind of switches back and forth between sympathetic and parasympathetic. We've talked about that on a couple of other episodes, but it kind of switches back between, in a way, here you are trying to be a good podcaster. And if you eat a giant meal, your body's energy is going to move, honestly, from your brain into your gut. The blood, the focus, it goes from your brain to your gut. So obviously, a hack, a cool thing you can do is, yeah, definitely don't have a giant meal. Definitely don't have a big meal before you have an important interview or an episode that you need to do. If you do that, your brain isn't going to function as fast. So there's other things with fasting. So I'm going to mention a few of them. We already talked about this thing called autophagy. Autophagy is basically where your body eats the bad cells. So you've got shitty cells. You've got cells that aren't really doing stuff. They're on their last leg, but they're getting nutrients. They're getting energy because they're a cell and your body wants to put energy and time and attention and basically wants to feed them. So when you have autophagy, this can happen when you exercise. This can happen in an ice bath. This can happen in a sauna, like heat exposure. And it can definitely happen when you're fasting. So autophagy basically says, hey, I'm not sure what's going on with this. And these cells, they're not that great. I'm going to get rid of them and I'm going to let these other more healthy cells basically eat them, basically take the energy and nutrients from that are kind of on their last leg. So fasting can help with this autophagy. It can help you look better, feel younger. It can help you lose weight. One of my favorite things is you've got this thing called visceral fat. Visceral fat is different from the fat on the outside. So there is fat that's kind of woven in the muscles. Think about Wagyu beef for a second. Wagyu beef is the fat that's kind of woven into the muscles. Then you got this other kind of fat where it's a layer on the outside. And think about a ribeye. Think about a good ribeye or what is that other? I always get it, prime rib. Think about eating a ribeye or a prime rib. And you got that one layer of fat. And that's usually the fat that's on the outside. And then you've got this other thing called visceral fat, which is a very, very, very unhealthy fat. Visceral fat is fat around your organs. It's basically there to protect you. It comes because of cortisol and things like that. When you fast for an extended amount of time, you can actually get rid of that visceral fat pretty easily. So the visceral fat is very unhealthy. It's linked to a lot of unhealthy things for you. But I'm thinking it's been about 5 years, at least 4 years from the time that I'm recording this, but probably almost five. I've been doing fasting where I might go one day, there's this thing called intermittent fast where you have a fasting window. Basically, breakfast means break your fast. Breakfast is like, I'm going to eat now. I'm breaking the fast. It's my first meal of the day. So I've done it where I broke my fast was at 8 o'clock a.m. I've had it was at noon. I've had it where it was at 3 p.m. I've had it where it was one meal a day. They call it the OMAD diet, O-M-A-D, one meal a day. And this OMAD thing was basically where I just ate at 6 p.m. every single day. And I've tried other things. I've tried other types of fasting where I've done 2 days, I've done 3 days, I've done 4 days, and I've done 5 days with no food. And in some cases, no food or water. So there's something called a water fast where you basically can only drink water. And some people say you might have some electrolytes as long as there's no sugar. Some people say you might have coffee as long as there's no sugar or cream. And some say you can have tea as long, again, as there's no calories, there's no sugar or tea. At any rate, I've tried all of these different types. And there's this cool thing. It's called ketosis. Is not very easy to get into. But when you get into ketosis, your brain seems to function really, really fast. Yes, you might have less energy and you might feel a little bit dizzy at times because you just don't have the same amount of calories when you're in ketosis. But strange thing is you feel happier, you feel way more flexible, like limber and way faster. And in some cases, very, very strong. So this thing called ketosis is kind of hard to get into. Sometimes you need multi-day fasts or you just need to eat only meats and fats and avoid carbs. And I'm not suggesting that you avoid carbs. It's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying simply that this thing of ketosis is pretty cool. It helps you to be able to think a little bit better. It's really remarkable how it does it. So play around with fasting however you want. Do a 5-day, do a 4-day, try a dry fast, try a water fast if you want to. Try a dry fast where you literally eat no food at all and also don't drink any water or anything. And take it a step further, like the people that really are diehard about the dry fasts, they avoid showering, they avoid brushing their teeth, they avoid anything where they're even touching water because most of us should know, many of us don't, but most of us should know that our skin organ is a breathable organ. It basically just means that it will suck in things. So like when we do an Epsom salt bath, for example, our skin pulls in the Epsom salt. Our skin pulls in that magnesium that comes from the Epsom salt. It's actually really, really good for us. But the same thing, like if we get inside of water, our body actually soaks it up kind of like a sponge, maybe not as drastic, but definitely we are gaining water. So if you want a real, real, real dry fast, you will avoid all of that kind of stuff for a certain amount of days. Feel free to play around with it. If you ever have any questions about fasting or something, I've been doing it a long time and I love it. You can definitely reach out to me. But at the end of this episode, I really want you to be able to think of like, when am I going to eat? Because when am I going to record an episode? Should I go out and have like a giant pizza? No, I'm probably going to be lethargic. My brain is probably going to be shut off if I do that. Should I have turkey? No, turkey has some type of, starts with a T. So I had to look it up. It's tryptophan. Anyway, this random amino acid that's in turkey that actually does make you sleepy. But the point is, when you eat a big meal and or if you have tryptophan, when you have a big meal, you're going to feel lethargic. You're going to feel sleepy. Your brain's going to kind of shut off. And I don't want that for you if you're about to record an episode. I want you to be able to be functioning at the highest level. So just consider when you're going to eat, how much you're going to eat, what you're going to eat. And remember that if we eat clean, if we eat beneficial foods, like stuff that's not coming from a box that doesn't have more than one ingredient, if we have things that have just one ingredient, basically meat, fruit, salt, we're probably going to be fine. And if we do things from a box that has 27 different ingredients, we're not going to feel as well. We're not going to be on the top of our game as a podcaster for sure. So consider using fasting, consider doing one meal a day, consider doing a window, and or consider just simply making sure that you eat after your podcast episode. I'll see you on the next episode.
If you're glad that you checked out the podcast today, if you got some value out of this episode, some actionable takeaways, I invite you to do one of three things. A, you could do a written review on Apple. Let us know what you think. Just an honest written review. B, you could share the podcast with a friend of yours who needs it. Or C, at the very least, implement what you've learned to take your business and your podcast to the next level. And I'll see you on the next episode.